This is Davin's Den.
We are back. That was not Guns N' Roses. AC/DC. Wow, we are musically challenged this evening.
No, Shu didn't think that it was Guns N' Roses.
Okay. All right. All right. So we're going to do some Bitter on Tour. I haven't done this in a while. This is Pip's maiden voyage of producing this. So, Pip, why don't you explain what this is?
Yes, Bitter on Twitter is a game that we play. And no looking, you. It's a game that we play where we take people who have tweeted things, and I will read their quote. And from the list that I've provided you, you have to guess who wrote that tweet. So now I'll read the list out of the potential authors of the tweets. And the twist is one of the authors could be me. I could have just made it up.
One of them? You only wrote one?
No, there could be more than one from each.
Okay, got to explain that
author. Okay. Uh-huh. I could have written none of them, one of them, or more. So you have to pick who on this list you think. Now,
I'm going to say the one that you wrote is going to start. The tweet's going to start with, "This is really funny."
Dick. These are the potential authors on Twitter. Ricky Gervais, you know, is a comedian. Bill Moore, also a comedian and talk show host. George Takei. Am I saying Takei right? It's Takei.
Takei.
Thank you. You know what? Every single time I say it wrong, I don't know what it is. And he plays Sulu on Star Trek, but he's also a very, very famous Twitter person. I don't know what you call it. Commentator.
Tweeter.
Okay. Elizabeth Warren. And she's a nominee for the Democratic nominee for the 2020.
No, a candidate, not
the
nominee.
Oh,
we're
shit.
Not there yet.
Yeah,
there's
no,
still,
no,
like,
no.
37
Sorry,
people
know,
running.
You might know her as Pocahontas.
Wow. Yeah, that was some wishful thinking that blurted out.
Really, that's
candidate.
The girl? You want Elizabeth? You want her to be the candidate?
Or Bernie.
Bernie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got my top two also.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Trevor Noah, who is he's the spokesmodel on The Daily Show.
Spokesmodel?
I just made that up. Al Franken, previously.
Isn't he an unemployed old guy?
Yes, he is now. He was previously a senator.
Disgraced senator.
A disgraced senator.
Thank you, Kirsten Gillibrand. Didn't need him around no more.
Yeah. Stephen Colbert, who we know from the Colbert Report and Stephen Colbert Show now. John Oliver, who is an ex-Daily Show comedian.
He's got his own show.
His own show. I know. And
why don't you give that credit?
Okay. Thanks. He has his own show.
Last Week Tonight.
I didn't know the name of it.
Oh, okay. Why would
yeah.
You?
No, I couldn't remember. And me. So now
you forgot Eddie.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
She's nervous. This is her first time.
It's my first time doing this game. Eddie Izzard, who is an English comedian.
All right. Let me play a little theme and then away we go.
Who's better on Twitter? 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 Who's better on Twitter?
All right.
Jennifer's like dying because of Joe's theme music. She's never heard that one before.
Joe did a nice job.
Yeah, he does all of our theme music.
So good.
For our bits, yes. Okay, so now the first one, you guys have to guess from that list who the author is.
Do we have to buzz in or anything?
No.
Punch each other?
No.
You go first.
Punch each other, yes. That's going to make this much more exciting for me.
How about we just punch you?
That could happen.
Probably.
You might be unhappy about the game.
Probably.
Okay. Okay, here's the first one. I watched two nights of the debates, and I finally know that what America's biggest problem is, overcrowding. Yeah, which one of the list do you think is most likely to have said that? Davin, you want to go first?
I'll go, I'll go Bill Maher.
Okay. Davin's going to say Bill Maher.
Can I say the same one? Or
yeah, of course.
Yeah, you can.
I'll say Ricky Gervais.
But that wasn't the same one.
No, it was either going to be Ricky or Bill, but okay. I decided to just go with my other choice.
Okay. Well, you can choose the same one.
Okay.
You can.
No, I'll go with Ricky.
Now, you don't have to tell us who it is. You can tell us at the end, but you can just tell us unless we got it right.
Oh, okay. Well, I see what you're saying.
So if we both got it wrong, you don't have to tell us who it is.
Okay.
And then you can just tell us at the end.
Oh, I forgot that you do that. Okay. Well, Davin got it right.
Fuck yeah! I had to think about that one, though. I'm like, all right, you know what? That's really fucking snarky. I was looking at the list. Who's the biggest dick on this list? That's really what I was listening.
Wouldn't have been great if I was.
Dad should have just gone with the same guy. No.
That's not right? Really your style of humor. Although, we'll see if you are good at couching, because what I do is I try to couch it in various author styles.
Right. Here. No, I know.
So we'll see.
Well, we'll see how this goes.
I'm on the board. Now all I need to do is run out the clock. Thank you. Good night.
Okay, let's see. All right. Now, here's the second one. I thought the send them back chant was about the Trump 2020 banners made in China. Jennifer, you'll pick first this time.
All right. I'll go with Ricky.
Okay. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Pippi. I think that's a Pip.
Really?
I guess not. I gave you credit.
Actually, Daffin's right.
Fuck yeah!
How did you know?
I know you. Why do you seem like stunned?
I thought I did a better job of hiding it, like you said.
I didn't say you did a bad job.
Shit, he knew. All right.
This is the first time I've ever played the game, by the way.
I usually
create it. This is the first time I've ever played it.
Yeah. Okay, here's the next one. Powerful.
Didn't people have to do gefilte fish shots originally off of it? Was this the game?
I remember this.
I remember hearing about this. We had punishment, and it was punishment.
I remember the Facebook posts about this.
You can still see the video of Pip licking Joe's foot. That's still on somewhere.
Yeah. There's probably some like foot pervs that are like, I love it when she licks.
It does have
the
a decent
toe.
Amount of views.
Decent reviews?
Decent amount of views.
Oh yeah, I know. I was like, reviews. People are like, I like the way she gets the toe
forward
part.
And back. Forward and back.
Again. One more time. Yes. Crepes for everyone.
All right. So what's our next one?
All right. The next one.
All right. I am very happy with myself thus far.
Powerful. Oh, yeah. He glows
Don't
throughout
hate.
The thing. No.
Celebrate.
Hate. Hate. Powerful corporate interests have poured gigantic sums into capturing our courts. We need judges who value justice for all, not just for the rich and powerful.
That's Elizabeth Warren.
That's
Elizabeth, yeah.
Okay, and what do you think, Davin?
I'm going to go with Pocahontas, too.
Well, I didn't pick that one really well because you both get points.
Whoa! Yay, whoa, I am Pip, I am all over your shit.
I know.
I am all up in you.
Wait a minute.
Hello! Does Mr. Helix know about this?
It was his suggestion.
Why are you sniffing there? What do you do? Get away. Nothing happened.
Put the hose on him. Yipe.
Go away now. All right. Here's the next one.
All right.
Okay.
Congratulations, Jen.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
On the board. Trump would have spent more time at Ground Zero, but those bone spurs, you know. I think, it doesn't matter. Whoever wants to go first.
Let's see. I'm going to go with Colbert. These are not really Twitter accounts. I don't really follow many, but I don't know these Twitter accounts. But
oh, good.
Torn between two
lovers.
I'm going to go with Pip.
You're going to go with Pip.
Yeah, that was a possibility for me, too.
Yeah. Sorry, neither of you got this one.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
my streak is broken.
Okay. Here's the next one. Trump has targeted Elijah Cummings because his oversight committee issued subpoenas to Ivanka, Jared, and Steve Bannon. This has Trump freaked out. His tweets are like flares shot into the 3 a.m. sky. In criminology, follow the money. In Trumpology, follow the mania.
I think I got this one.
You want to go first?
John Oliver.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good guess. Say Al Franken. Okay. He's got time to write fucking tweets. He's not working.
I'm sorry, neither of you one got this one.
All right.
Damn. I suck at this.
That's probably Elizabeth Warren.
Okay, this one's a little bit on the long side, but I thought it was a good one.
Is this a two-tweeter? Because when I haven't played this game since they had the two-tweeter.
Yeah,
well, they did up their character allowance.
Yeah,
last time I did this was old school characters.
They doubled it. Yeah. It's 280. Yeah, now,
plus
right?
you can piggyback tweets now.
Yeah,
It's a whole new file. She can read a paragraph.
Right. Trump says he started speaking very quickly to stop the sender back chant. Here are some things that take less time than he did to stop the chant. Solving a Rubik's Cube underwater. Neil Armstrong's moonwalk. Monkey sex from start to finish. And spinning the Price is Right's wheel.
I'm torn between two lovers. Who goes first?
Jennifer can go first this time.
Colbert.
I'm going to say Oliver.
Neither of you are correct. Mm. Sorry, this is tough, right?
Yeah.
Well, now that I didn't get three in a row, it is.
Yeah,
settled down. you were starting to feel a little too good about yourself.
No. He really, like, blows through these games, like, every game that we have, like, a little too well. So
I never play. What are you talking
about? No. But, I mean, like, whenever we have a game or we have, like one of our features that we have arguments, you usually triumph. So it's like...
Oh, when it's arguing, I win.
Arguing, yes. Yes or no question.
I still maintain you didn't win the WTF argument, but...
You can maintain whatever the fuck you want. That teacher still has her comeuppance coming. And even you said I would be more composed than that, so I really did win.
See, when he argues, he wears us down. Yeah. We go, okay, you're right.
I'm ready to become president.
Yeah.
Okay, here's our next one. New York State just decriminalized marijuana. The law takes effect in 30 days, so if you just took a hit, don't exhale until Labor Day.
Huh. That's funny.
Good line, right?
Yeah, it's funny. Who goes first?
You should. Go ahead.
Colbert.
I'm also going to say Colbert.
Wow, both of you get a point.
Hey, you're not so cocky now, are you, sweetie?
I am not.
Just when you start to do your little victory lap, the both of us just go, fuck you.
I have much less cock, yes.
It's hard. This game's hard, though. You know,
does that come with a side of crepes?
Yeah. Well, it was fake cock, but I started packing a smaller one because it was frightening the children.
On Halloween, do you have boo cocking? Thank you. I'll be shaking hands and signing autographs all night. Thank you. Oh, you can approach me. I'm not a scared little rabbit. We'll be fine. It's a pain in the ass correlating.
Nice to circle back.
That's what I do. That's why it's my name on the show. It's hard to correlate all this shit because you want to find stuff that's funny,
yes,
and entertaining. It's not that easy.
No, and I mean, some of them are more just like not hilarious. They're just things that I thought were.
Yeah,
I usually go with the funnier stuff. I tried
because we tried to have comedy on the show.
You know what? I noticed.
Did you? But I don't mind the serious stuff. That's kind of cool too.
Yeah, it's good to mix them in. Okay, so. If the election of Trump was America shooting itself in the foot, the election of Boris Johnson is Britain watching that happen, thinking about the ramifications of it, and then shooting themselves in the dick.
Huh.
So I think Jennifer should go first on this one.
John Oliver.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh,
look at that. Shoot. You stared him. You can change.
Now I'm going to stick with my gut.
You know what? I'm going to go Oliver, too. That wasn't my first choice, but it sounded good rolling off your tongue.
Well, that was a good instinct because you're both right.
Yes.
It was John Oliver. Shooting shells in the deck.
Yeah.
That's a John Oliver
thing. It is a John Oliver line, isn't it? But I loved it.
I was thinking,
so much,
well, Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Like, I'm an Oliver. Nah, it's another fucking. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. What was my other one?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Then here's. It's a sad state of affairs when a lady can't have her hairy balls waxed.
What?
It's a sad state of affairs when a lady can't have her hairy balls waxed.
I know this one.
You do?
You do.
It has to be.
Go ahead.
All right, well, I'll go first.
Oh, you go first because she's...
I'll say Ricky Gervais.
Okay. What
Eddie,
do you think?
Eddie Izzard.
Okay. Okay. Actually, Davin got it right.
So you don't know it. You don't know it. Whose house is this? My house. I'm running shit up in here.
I want to come back for a rematch.
You're welcome back anytime, but you will lose. We'll bring her back for Name That Orgasm. We'll up the. We'll...
Oh, it's a great game.
Do you know Name That Orgasm?
I do. Okay.
You'll have fun. You'll have fun.
And so will the people that you hear. Here's an example of some of Pip's work. Maybe this.
I got that one?
Yeah.
So many choices, so little time. Yeah. I don't remember the smacking one. I thought I would remember that. My laptop is so full of porn from this fucking show. Oh,
that
God.
Mr. Helix has hours of entertainment. Yeah. Problem is, the computer can't move from the dining room, so it's really awkward when she walks in.
My computer's broken again. I'll have to use yours. I know what you're doing. Okay. All right, here's the next one.
All right.
Okay. Every great city in the world is infested with rats, especially Washington, D.C. I think Jennifer goes first this time.
Al Franken.
No. Hey now. I'll say George Takei or Takei or TKO.
I'm very pleased.
Oh, you got one.
That both of you thought that something I wrote was by these illustrious readers.
Oh, good for you. That's a good feeling, right?
Are you now standing jauntily?
I am standing
jauntily.
Did you see how jauntily I sat up in my chair?
It's like she just walked out of a Manilow concert.
I did. I am full of the Manilow. Not a lot of women can say that.
You should be so lucky. How dare you?
Okay, here's the next one. Boris Johnson is all about fiscal responsibility. Step one, everyone in Britain has to cut their own hair.
Such a weird one.
Yeah, it is.
Have you seen his hair?
I'm going to say she tried to put herself back to back in a belly to belly.
Wait, can you repeat the tweet?
Yes. Boris Johnson is all about fiscal responsibility. Step one, everyone in Britain has to cut their own hair.
We'll go Eddie.
Got talking to the mic, dear.
Eddie.
There you go. Right up to him. When you say Eddie's name, you get right up to that mic.
I'm sorry, neither of you are correct.
I don't think you're sorry.
I'm not sorry.
All right.
And here's our last one.
Okay. Oh, so I win. She can't come back.
For all the points.
No. Yes. No. You don't get a Hail Mary. No. You lost.
I don't want you to stop. You just because it's the last one. Okay. Trump managed to call one black leader a racist and another a con man in the past 24 hours. When I think of the biggest racist and con man in America, only one name comes to mind, and it rhymes with dump.
Who goes on this one?
You. I'm sorry.
Well, it won't be Elizabeth Warren. I don't think that was her.
Wait, who do you call a con man? Oh, Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
I'll go Bill Maher.
Okay.
That's crude.
Let's see.
Take your time. We'll do another hour.
I'll go with Trevor Noah.
Yeah, I don't see Trevor doing that.
No, it was neither of him.
Yeah, was it Takei? Are you going to tell us?
It was.
Oh.
It was George Takei.
My first choice, and
oh,
I switched.
Damn it.
So what was the final score?
So here's the final score. Jennifer got 3, and Davin got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, not
I
bad.
I didn't embarrass myself.
No,
I don't think you did.
No,
anybody embarrassed.
This is a hard game.
I don't think anybody. I think everybody did well. I think you did well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so now the ones that we did not, circle back and tell us who they were.
Okay. All right, so let's see.
And then we're going to say goodnight.
We are? Okay.
I am. You guys can stay here and do another show. I don't give a shit.
Let's see.
Yourselves.
Three,
we can
four.
Do a maniac show.
Shh, it's a secret.
Yeah, right. There was the one that neither of you got.
We're going to read the tweet and tell us who it is.
Trump would have spent more time at Ground Zero, but those bone spurs, you know. And Jennifer said me, and you said Stephen Colbert. But that was actually George Takei again.
Oh, I didn't realize how sassy he got.
I know. He's real sassy.
I had no idea.
So then, let's see. Trump has targeted Elijah Cummings because his oversight committee issued subpoenas to Ivanka Jared and Steve Bannon. This has Trump freaked out. His tweets are like flare shot into the 3 a.m. sky. In criminology, follow the money. In Trumpology, follow the mania. That was also George Takei.
Damn,
yeah,
George.
I know. I know. So then, let's see. Right after that, Trump says he started speaking very quickly to stop the send her back chant. Here are some things that take less time than he did to stop the chant. Solving a Rubik's Cube underwater, Neil Armstrong's moonwalk, monkey sex from start to finish, complete with video. spinning the Price is Right's wheel. That was Trevor Noah.
That's a good one.
I know. I like that, too. It was funny. So you guys got the next two. You got that. All right. So the last three.
I don't think you got any that I didn't get, though, did you?
I got one, I think, that you didn't get.
Let's see. No, he was...
we got them all?
Yeah,
the ones
right? That you were correct on, he got them as well. Yeah, you... Yeah. So, let's see.
Whatever.
Another lost argument for Jen.
Let's see.
Pile them up.
What's the last three?
I have to come back and redeem myself.
Okay, so every great city in the world is infested with rats, especially Washington, D.C. That was me.
I thought I said that was you. What did I say?
No, you said George Takei.
Did I?
Yep.
Oh. That was a good one.
Thank you. Boris Johnson is all about fiscal responsibility. Step one, everyone in Britain has to cut their own hair.
Oh, I said that was you.
Yeah, yeah, that was Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
And
I expect better from him.
So you thought too. It was me. Fucker. Trump managed to call one black leader a racist and another a con man in the past 24 hours. When I think of the biggest racist and con man in America, only one name comes to mind, and it rhymes with dump. That was also George Takei.
Yeah, I had no idea how fucking saucy he was.
I know. No, yeah. he's bringing it. So good
he's
for him.
He's like always on Twitter. I should have.
I guess his boyfriend has been holding out or something.
He has a lot of time.
He's got a lot of time to tweet about this stuff.
Yeah. So thank
good
you
job.
For playing. It was good, right?
Yeah, you
good
did a
selection.
Good job.
Yeah.
Did a good job with it. Well, now was everybody on here? Did everybody on? No. So you put people on here that didn't even get a tweet.
Yeah.
See, I don't do that.
Oh, you don't?
No. Everybody I list. Tweeted.
The only one that didn't.
So you had no Al Franken?
No, I had an Al Franken.
Which was Al Franken?
Which one was Al Franken?
No, I don't.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, there was no Al Franken.
And
no Eddie Izzard.
Oh, yeah. You play dirty.
You know what? Those two, all their tweets, I'm going back and back. I'm looking for something funny because they both bring the funny.
Yeah, but then why don't put them on the list? You dirty.
Oh, no, you're not supposed to do that?
I mean, I don't do it. It's fucking hard enough.
I know. All right.
That's some dirty pool right there.
All right, so I won't do that the next time. I didn't realize.
Did you have fun correlating it?
I did.
Did you like writing it?
Yeah, it was good. Those two, I'm looking at their tweets. I'm like, they got to have something funny. And all they are, look at my show here or look at this there. And I'm like, God damn it. Will you say something funny besides, you know, look at my show or retweeting things? Like, nothing. Nothing. That was
Ricky Gervais had the one about the hairy lady balls, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, there was some controversy about him saying that. He's a homophobe. It's like, oh, for the love of God. Because some woman who was transsexual, but she was hadn't had bottom surgery. So she went to get waxed, and some waxer said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing those. And he said, yeah, so, you know, she doesn't want to do it. She doesn't have to do it. And people were like, what? What? You're a homophobe. You think? And it's like, no, I'm just saying that if you don't want to wax balls, you don't have to. You know, everybody calm down.
Where the fuck are we as a society?
People can't even get their balls waxed.
I mean, really.
God, we are so I really wish there was more ferocious animals that would just eat us. It's time.
We can work on that.
It's time. We've done enough.
Yes.
Humanity is tired.
We're exhausted.
That's what it's come down to. We've killed enough species. We've taken enough land. We've elected enough emotionally and mentally unfit people to various offices around the world to lead us. We're done. God smite us. It's time. It's time.
With wasps.
Wasps.
That you started at my
house. MS-13.
MS-13. Hairy balls.
Forest deforestation, you know.
The Kardashians getting more shows on TV. Just smite us.
Oh, the worst.
All the terrible things.
We are done.
Wasps and Kardashians, oh my.
If I come to my car, there's a dead Kardashian by it. It's karma. It's karma. It's karma Kardashian. We're just done. We have nothing more to offer.
I as a species, yes, I kind of agree.
And let's do it before the Yankees give away this whole fucking season. Let's do that.
Oh, God, yes.
So we have like another 2 months of humanity and then stick a fork in us. It's over. It's over.
Like a bad pie.
Listen, Mets fans will be happy because they won't see another awful season come to an end. They'll be happy because they'll die knowing Syndergaard was still a Met. They'll be fucking
I know.
It's time to fucking end it.
Well, and
speaking of endings.
Speaking of endings.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao, T-A-O, of Energy, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy LLC. And, of course, Tao of Energy's owner, Russ Ferdico, we'll be in studio next week where him and Joe will yell at me.
Sorry.
You know Joe's rubbing his little fucking hands together.
Oh, my God. He's so happy. My side. Somebody's on
it's
my
gotten
side.
To the, it's gotten to the point now where Russ is more Trump than Joe is.
Is that true?
I think so.
Ooh. That's,
I think so.
Ouch.
Sometimes you can still reach Joe.
Yeah, really? Really? And Russ was always the more reasonable of the two.
You heard him last time.
I know.
Wall.
Yeah, he was just, we're talking, and he's going, wall. We're like, oh my God, he's got Tourette's. He's got Trump Tourette's. It's the worst
I think
kind.
That was the last time Joe started humming, which doesn't go well.
Well, the other thing is the talking about like unicorns and rainbows.
Yes,
because when we'll start talking about something and we're getting too liberal for Joe, he starts going, oh, unicorns and rainbows.
You know, when we talk about healthcare, shit like that, liberal shit.
Because that's the only intelligent response he can think of.
No, right, he just really nose. Likes unicorns, I mean, and yeah. rainbows, and so do I. I'll tell you what, the only thing missing from Manilow's concert was a fucking unicorn. If there was a unicorn all fucking in every night, whole residency.
Yeah, but they would spend the rest of the evening cleaning off all of those chairs, and that's not easy job.
That's just for me.
Oh my God, it looks like a crepe factory in here. Ugh.
All right. Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16 wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy shows by Size Putting Productions. Next one should be in October. So experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of the Davin's Den crew. We can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, and all of you to join us out for a crazy fun paint and sip night. Who's in?
I'm in. I'm in.
All right, good. Create custom wood signs with
Manolo,
a total...
then I'm painting and sipping. That's a night for me.
You know what? And maybe you could get like a Fanalo sign. That would be awesome.
I should get, you know what? I should do what like some fucking losers do and put it on my car as a license plate. That's what I should do.
Yeah, you totally should. This can be worked on for you.
I don't know anyone who does that.
Just the fucking biggest losers in the world would do that.
Hey, wait. Hello.
Both you?
No.
Wait, not that one, but you had.
Did you?
Not him, but somebody, something else. Didn't you?
I had a baseball team.
Yeah.
It's not a vanity. That's not a vanity plate.
Well, I had my name on it.
Yeah.
On the actual plate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like my abbreviation of my name.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Jen G?
Jay Glad.
Jay Glad?
Close. That's part of my last name.
Jay Glad? Like gay, lesbian?
No.
I'll tell you later.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Create
something to look forward to. God damn, the Yankees suck balls. Hairy, unwaxed balls.
Lady balls.
Create custom wood signs with totally custom sayings like hairy wood balls.
No.
No.
Keep
wait.
It nice.
Okay. All right. Don't say that. Don't ever paint that.
No.
Never an upcharge.
Unless you're
going to
finger paint
charge.
It because I like that. It tickles.
Come with your group. Oh, wait.
Wow. Oh, here we go. It's a little late in the evening. Here we go. Glasses on. They're off. They have the glasses off. Rubbing the eyes. Use your own damn fucking dinosaur tarp this week. There we go.
Oh,
you're going to get through this? Hands are shaking. Face is turning red like she was at a concert with her husband. We were holding onto the table because she might fall over soon. Are going to get both?
You're
gonna,
not helping.
Never do. Are the glasses going to come off twice tonight? Is it going to be a two glass removal night? We can only fucking hope. She tries to compose herself. It's not going to work. She gasps, looks in for the sign, realizes, hey, I can't read. Get it together, woman. It's late. Really?
Come with your group to one of their three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group.
All right, you got to read that again.
Hold on a second.
What was that? Sounded like somebody turned you over, rubbed your little tum-tum. Sounded like you were purring. Now she's like wants to smack this. Pip monster mad.
Come with your group to one of their three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Celebrate a birthday. Host a shower. Or just go out with the girls and some wine.
Now it's fucking leaky women in stereo. I don't think you need any more liquids going in, lady. Don't you spit on my computer.
Their evenings are super fun. And their staff is uber friendly. And everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now they have a full line of summer porch and pool signs, shower and wedding signs, and, of course, don't forget the king of the grill or garage. You can order a sign online for them to make, or, for the full effect, join them for a workshop. Check upcoming dates and register today at www.barnyardlanesignco.com or call 516-420-0013.
That was the longest read ever.
The Nutty Irishman.
No, I know it is.
I know.
I know it is. I'm just waiting for you two animals to compose yourself.
We'll be here all night.
All right. KGI Design Group. So what they want to do is they want to engage with our audience, and especially the audience's businesses. They want to start every new relationship, you got to start with hello. KGI Design Group is a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale. We'll make that happen for you. The currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your consumers by crafting voice that stands out amid the noise. God knows we need that tonight. What is your company persona? Bold, provocative, daring, conservative, classy, down to earth. Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI, unlike some of the reads on this show. Oh, now, oh, look, glasses off. We got two tonight. Palming her fucking face. Look at her. Like she's trying to keep herself away.
Instead of bold, it sounded like you said bald.
It did not.
It did sound like that.
It did not. Why don't you wring out your little snot rag? She's actually shrinking before us. Her head is actually going into her body. She's laughing. Like, she's having a good time, but her body realizes there's much to be ashamed of after this performance. You're seeing a woman conflicted right there. She's grabbing her heart because her heart's like, I didn't sign up for this. You know, I was supposed to help you. That three times. Glasses off three times. The heart's like, you know what? I thought I was going to help you live longer. I don't want to anymore.
She's going to wake up full of regret tomorrow.
As well she should. Word she hasn't said in 15 years. You ready? Can I go and continue?
Yes. I wasn't bothering you.
Clearly you were. That napkin's like, enough, I was a tree. Now look at me. I'm collecting
this. The mighty have fallen.
It really has. You just like get it all you can out of that little napkin. Napkin would rather be a jizz sock at this point.
A crepe.
You've creeped that napkin. Yeah. All right. I'll try this again. What is your company persona? Bold.
Again?
Provocative, daring, conservative, classy, you're down to earth. Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. Our 25 years of expertise in strategy and design development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. Give us a call today at 516-420-0013 to help you say hello to your ideal customers. Or find them on the web at KGIDesignGroup.com. KGIDesignGroup.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and Pinterest. Add the hashtags Say Hello and Davin's Den to receive a personal surprise. So again, it's nice to meet this amazing crew, audience, and hello. Size Splitting Productions, if you need a comic for your holiday party or Halloween party, now that maybe it's the last Saturday in October, we'll hook you up. Exactly. DavinComedy.com or call us 551-404-3094.
Please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Please check out the Richter Observatory. It's a great classic rock music program that you'll enjoy.
It's a new read every time, isn't it? Every time.
Well, you know what? Last time I said it's a classic music program, and you guys were like, doesn't he play rock? And I was like, oh, yeah, that sounds wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like Beethoven.
He's rolling over.
Yes. It's a great classic rock music program that you'll enjoy, as well as the rest of the fine programming the rest of the day. That's HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Yeah, I don't need you promoting the whole station. I think just promote Mr. Richter.
All right, fine.
Mr. Yelix. I think that's all we need, the Richter Observatory.
The Richter Observatory.
Yeah, we're doing more than our part. We're promoting your husband, which I have no problem with.
Well, I don't have any plugs.
Yeah, so we don't need to plug the whole radio station. unless they're going to step up and, you know, which they have not. They've not shown us the love, which they should. So we will show it for your husband, and that shall be all. Am I being unreasonable?
No, but okay. I don't see what the big deal.
Fuck them.
No.
Well, I don't know who we're fucking.
No.
All right. Fuck no one there. That's your family.
Well, wait a minute. There is Mr. Helix.
Okay, well, I don't know. Right. I don't know where you stand on this. I have no idea. You're all over the map. God knows you're going to be dry because you leaked everything out here tonight. Poor guy. It's going to be like a cat's tongue all sandpapery and shit. All right. Well, Jen, it's been a pleasure having you in studio.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here.
I hope you had a good time. We hope to see you again.
It would be great.
She seems a little gun-shy now.
Yeah, she's like, holy crap, I don't know.
This is even crazier than the Maniacs. I didn't think anything.
It's a secret.
Nothing can be crazier than our secret Facebook page. It's a secret on Facebook, and everybody knows secrets never get out from Facebook. They got
true.
Some really tight security over there.
Absolutely, we depend on it.
Yeah, Fort Knox.
Yeah, we got the gatekeeper over there. Should I say? Will they banish me? What will happen? All right. Well, it has been fun.
Yeah,
and
good.
It's been lengthy and girthy as well.
Yes, it has.
We've covered a lot of topics, most of them unimportant.
Yes. Well, as is our want.
Yes. But if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.